Do you keep seeing dwindling profits in your business, even though you're growing in revenue every single year? Maybe it's because you have too much team in your business to handle. You're tempted to go back to being a solopreneur because the team that you've hired is both not cutting it and depleting your profit margins. Or maybe it's because you're simply overinvesting. You purchased yet another new course or program that you've invested in that you haven't had the time to even log in or implement. Another reason is because of a life-changing event that happened in your life. You were forced to change your offers and no longer feel confident, hence less sales and less profit in your business. Maintaining a healthy profit seems unattainable in this season of your business. It would be great to have more profit, but you don't know how you can make this happen. If this is you, stick around. In this episode, you'll learn how to effectively increase your profit margins as a coach or service provider. This is the Harmonious Wealth Podcast, where we're breaking online business owners free from chasing every next revenue milestone and instead prioritizing lifestyle and legacy goals so you can finally have the personal wealth to show for your business success. I'm your host, Ayanna Vaughn, fractional CFO and bookkeeper, here to guide you. Now let's start building your financial legacy. Hello and welcome to Episode 4 of Harmonious Wealth. I am so excited. I got my little floral shirt on. I bought this from Express like over a year ago. If you're watching this on YouTube, you can see it. And I wasn't able to wear it. I still probably can't because I put a scrunchie on the back of it so it could look good. But I feel like spring is springing. It's sprung. Pam the Palm is making her debut. For a second time, she is my co-host today. I love her. But anyway, welcome to another episode of Harmonious Wealth. First, before we get into the episode, I want you to join us on our open house, April 26th, which is a Friday at 12 p.m. Eastern. I am going over why revenue does not matter if you do not have the legacy and lifestyle goals to show for it in your business. Today, I want to talk about how to actually increase your profit margin. We was talking about in previous episodes, we talked about the why behind it, the energetic reasons, the spiritual reasons, the root causes, and just things that we know are there and kind of like putting light to it. Now I want to show you how I help clients effectively increase profit margin. Once you're able to fix the profit problems in your business, just about everything else improves. You're able to pay yourself well and consistently from your business. You're able to accomplish those immediate lifestyle goals that you have been working on. So say, for instance, it could be like 2 vacations a year, getting more massages, obliterating your personal debt once and for all, and saving months of expenses so that you can get out of debt. And in the future, you're using debt to leverage versus living, right? And you're able to move forward in your life, raise your credit score, buy a home, all of those different things with having your business be the number one or top vehicle for personal wealth in your life. You're able to accomplish these things in your personal life. In episode 3, I talked a little bit about my profit-focused philosophy. When I think of like profit, right, you're increasing your profit to do a specific thing. It's to retain equity in your business, which means what's left over, and you're able to pay yourself more in distributions or keep cash on hand so that you can reinvest in the business to scale. However, I like to think of what do you do with that profit by having a profit focus. So the first focus of your profit should be fixing your cash on hand. So the elephant in the room is we don't have money in our bank account. We know it. It is what it is. How do we fix it? The first step is improving your profit. The next profit focus is tackling your business debt, because your business debt becomes an expense if you're holding debt in your business over time. So we don't take into account a lot of times like all the cash that we need in our business, because we're only looking at one viewpoint, one report in our business, and that is usually the income statement or the profit and loss statement. This that only shows one viewpoint, and that is all the revenue, all the expenses, profit, which is left over. It does not take into account if you have credit cards or loans or Stripe advances, right, that you come across in your business. And I have a thing, I have a hate-hate relationship with Stripe advances, any payment processor advances. They're cool until they're not, which is never, they're never cool. So you get into a trap of paying off your advance. And then because they know your sales cycle and your sales history, they're going to slide it right on in so that you're tempted to do it all over again. So when I work with my clients on the profit planning intensive and CFO clients, we plan to avoid those payment processor payouts like the plague. The third focus of profit is paying yourself more in business. When you pay yourself well and consistently, you're able to accomplish those lifestyle goals that you have, as well as create legacy goals and implement those in your life. The fourth profit focus is getting serious about retirement. When you don't plan for retirement, you're avoiding planning for your future. It's different from worrying, because worrying about the future is different than like planning or having provision for your future, right? So in entrepreneurship, it's pretty rare, unfortunately, to see someone like having a retirement account and contributing it, maxing out every single year. Even if we're focusing on like this aspect of your profit, or like increasing your profit so that you can invest in your retirement, even if it's just getting started, at least we're starting somewhere so that you can start investing in growing your money or having your money grow so that you can have a nest egg in the future. The fifth profit focus is becoming an investor. And now that you've hit all these different areas, now you can use excess cash to do things like buying commercial real estate, investing in a new company, being an angel investor in companies, acquiring different companies, things of that nature. So these five profit focuses happen either together, one at a time, but it is an art. Cash flow management is an art. Increasing your profit and knowing what to do with your profit with your cash on hand is an art. So when you work with me as a client, you're able to say, okay, what's the first thing that comes to mind for me? Immediately having at least a month's worth of cash on hand in your business. Then we'll work on getting your debt taken care of. And then when we look at your personal finances, what do you absolutely need so that you can start thriving versus just surviving? We'll kind of work on those three things. And then as we obliterate one of your debt, it's like, okay, what's the next thing? What's the next thing that we need, right? One of my clients, she had a payment processor loan. And with our weekly cash flow forecast, I was able to accurately predict the exact week that we paid it off. We had a celebration. We was like, wait, let's go and check. And it was zero. It was down to the day that I predicted when it was going to be paid off. We celebrated because it was like, now we could move on. First up are coaches and service providers with retainer services. Usually when it comes to increasing profit, we're only talking about revenue, raising your rates, making more sales, but there's no guidelines on what you should be spending so that you can have optimal profit in your business. My approach is first, as usual, we're uncovering what you must pay yourself. Then we are going to look at what do you have going on currently before we get into planning to increase your profit. So first is, what is your current monthly recurring revenue? If you have a coaching program, what are your open payment plans for the next few months so that you can see exactly what you should be expecting in your business coming in cash? If you're a service provider, same deal. If you have projects that are 6 months for recurring revenue, or 3 months, 9 months, 12 months, figure that out so that you know exactly what to expect these next 3 months or more. Then I want you to review all of your expenses as they are right now before you pay yourself. Then you get to see exactly what your profit margins are before you've even paid yourself. Ask yourself these questions. Is your current profit optimal for you right now? Are you able to pay yourself your desired salary? Are you able to have cash left over after you pay yourself to pay any debt, to save for taxes, If you don't, let's highlight those gaps exactly. What do you need additional so that you can pay yourself, your expenses, and your debt and your taxes? So when we look at the gap in your recurring revenue, right? Let's say you're currently at $20,000 and now you need an additional $10,000 so that you can be able to pay yourself your salary as well as paying off your debt. You know, the gap is $10,000. Now you can go out and make $10,000 additional in recurring revenue so that you're not starting from scratch all over again. Maybe it's getting a new retainer client, maybe a new coaching client, and that $10,000, maybe it's three of those clients, maybe one one-off service. Whatever your rates are, what can you do to close that gap of monthly recurring revenue so that you're not starting from zero to 10 every single month? Now, I want you to be on the journey to make 50% profit margin before paying yourself. So that means if you're making $30,000 or your goal is $30,000, that means your profit should be no less than $15,000 a month. And that leaves you the ability to pay yourself what you desire. Maybe that's $8,000 to $10,000, having money left over for maybe minimal debt and putting cash on hand or saving for cash in your business. You want to rinse and repeat this so that you can incrementally increase your profit, or go straight to see, like, here's where I am now. Here is where I will be if I were to make 50% profit margin in my business. We do this with our clients during our profit plan. After we set the goals, uncover what you need to pay yourself, we'll go into planning for profit along with a tax strategy. Usually with coaches, they don't have as much of a problem with profit as a service provider, because they're typically the main talent and they're able to serve one to many or one to few versus one-on-one services. So the biggest thing is your tax strategy, because when you have high profit, chances are you might potentially have high tax liability. So what we do is when we look at our client's plan for profit, we're then creating a tax strategy by looking at your past tax return, putting that data in for your personal, and then implementing what we mapped out for your profit for that current year, and then having an estimate and suggesting strategies so that you can reduce your tax liability. Those tax strategies can be anywhere from changing your tax structure to an S-corp, hiring your children, buying a vehicle, buying a fixed asset so that you can 179 deduct it, which means that you expense it throughout the year, and putting money into retirement, different things depending on where your life is right now. If you're a coach or you have high profit margins already, you might be thinking, why would you need someone else to help you with your money? And chances are they're not helping you with a profit plan to have guidelines for how you're managing your money or a cash flow strategy. Chances are they're not helping you understand your tax strategy because, as we know, more profit can potentially mean more taxes if you don't have the strategy to rectify that. When I created a 3-year profit plan for one of my clients in 2021, we mapped out what her 2022 through 2024 looked like. We were able to accurately predict what her 2023 looked like with multi 7 figures in revenue, as well as very healthy profit margins. By the end of 2023, we were able to say, okay, you're right on target with your revenue. You might even surpass it. And you have really, really healthy profit margins. Every single month, we were giving her tax estimates so that she can put money over to save for taxes, as well as pay some quarterly taxes so that it's not an overwhelming amount that's being taken out. So by the end of the year, I was like, okay, how can we save you as much towards the end of the year? How can we save you as much taxes and then also help you accomplish some of those immediate lifestyle goals? So we were able to save her about $100,000 in taxes because we implemented tax strategies. Next up is for service providers or influencers who work on projects. So they have projects. So say, for instance, that is like an event planner, video production agency, or you're an influencer who works with brands. You are a project-based business. You have project-based services. Usually when it comes to creating revenue or more profit in your business, you're thinking, again, let me raise my rates so that I can have more profit. Let me do it myself so that I don't have to pay a team and I can keep profit because I don't know when the money's going to actually come in. Another thing that I've seen is not keeping up with your invoices when you have a project-based business, or not having automated payments, or not having any deposits, and you're waiting on your money to come in net 30, 60, 90, depending on if you work with small businesses or bigger corporations. My approach when helping clients such as this with projects or influencers who work with brands is we need to keep a pulse, a heavy pulse on your current invoices. Tighten up your invoicing system is going to be the most important thing, and automate as much as possible. And then what you could do as well is have an incentive or just have a process where you're getting deposits from these companies. Another thing is when you are working with brands, especially because they pay whenever they want, unfortunately, is having another source of revenue so that working with brands is not your only source of revenue. You're able to mix things up. Maybe you have a digital product. Maybe you have a service that you offer on top of working with brands. Those things can help you maintain healthy cash flow throughout the year versus struggling with cash flow because you're waiting on a company to pay you. We want to look at tactically, what do you have going on right now before we increase your profit? So look at your expected revenue for the next 6 months that's supposed to come in based on your projects. Look at all of your expenses and then get your before paying yourself, and then you can get a review of what your profit should look like before paying yourself. Then we want to highlight our gaps. Are you able to pay yourself what you want based on your current profit margin? Are you able to even afford paying your current expenses? Are you able to pay off debt? Are you able to save for taxes? If not, we need to figure out how to increase your revenue and manage your expenses. So first thing when it comes to like project base is we want to plan for profit from the very beginning with your rates. So I like to look at your pricing and see what is it costing you for your team, your software, with every single project. What is the profitability of each and every project that you have so that as you work with more clients on projects, you're able to scale at the same level of profit versus depleting your profits entirely because one service is one price, another is another price, and this client wanted more things, and this involved your team having to get paid more and just having your gross profit margins depleted. So gross profit is when you have your revenue minus your direct costs. So direct costs directly relate to your sales. So that can be like a subcontractor, or if you're a video production agency, that can be like your editor working on client projects. If you are an event planner, that is like your event planning team who helps you retain that revenue. If it's someone like me, say I'm doing a project or either retainer, it's my accountants, that's on my team. That is a direct cost to my business. So as we're going to use the same deal right now, the recurring revenue for projects can be very sporadic. Maybe it's 20,000 1 month, 10,000 another. If you map out for the next 6 months, what is stopping you from hitting that 30,000 in monthly recurring revenue, you know what your project should look like. Once you know the gap, you will know what your goal should be. So that means getting another project and mapping out your monthly payment plans so that you can close that gap entirely. You can also do some cash injection where you offer pay in full bonuses for projects so that you can get some cash in advance, but then also you have visibility for the next few months. If you feel that your cash on hand is too sporadic because you have projects, again, consider having another stream of income so that you can increase your monthly recurring revenue. That can be having a digital product. That can be having a membership community specific to like what you're offering to your audience now. So say, for example, you're an influencer and you've built an audience that really trusts you, right? And you can have a membership community where you talk to them more intimately, or you have an offering that you can have like some camaraderie in a community for them. Or you can launch a service or a coaching program. So you might have a business where you're a project-based business owner, or you work with brands and you don't feel like you're ready for a fractional CFO, or that you even are ready for a profit planning intensive. So when you're making about at least $500,000 in your business and scaling to about $1 million in your business within the next year, it is time for a discussion about fractional CFO services. Or if you're a business owner and you're making $100,000 or you're trying to make multi-six figures in your business, this is a great option for the profit planning intensive, as it will give you about 3 months of having a CFO on your team, no matter where you are in your business. So you don't have to be at that level of $500,000 to get CFO level services for your business, because it can be in an intensive style for the next 12 weeks. Next up is beauty businesses. So of course, this is a service provider, but the business model is different. When it comes to making more profit in beauty businesses, usually I haven't seen a lot of specific tactics on how to grow profit, besides increasing rates, of course, making sure that you have the right team in place, making sure that your team does well with services so that they have returning customers. My approach is working backwards. I like to review all of the expenses again, right? Highlight the gaps of average weekly revenue that comes into the business is going to be the pulse of how to maintain the company financials. When it comes to increasing profits for a beauty business owner, it is going to be essential to track your finances weekly, because you're going off of weekly sales. So getting your average weekly sales is going to be where you're going to start, right? Then you're going to map out all of your expenses, and then you're going to get to the profit. Is the profit going to be able to help you pay yourself? Well, is the profit that you have so far going to help you pay debt? And is it going to help you pay taxes? If not, we're going to have to fill in that gap. So once we map this out, we'll see, okay, what is the gap? What must you make every month so that you can pay your expenses yourself, paying off debt, having healthy cash flow? You want to divide that by the week, and then you have your weekly sales goal. So say, for instance, you must make $40,000 a month so that you can support having cash on hand, paying yourself, paying debt, of course, having your expenses. So that means every single week you need $10,000 in sales. And this means that you're able to see what your weekly sales goals is for your entire team. They're able to see the average, so you're able to say, okay, the average ticket is $125. And then you're able to say, okay, this is how many clients need to be seen for every single stylist that you have on your team, or every single technician that you have on your team. And you're able to then give them goals so that they're able to reach their revenue goal too. So if they're making commission of 40%, then you know 60% is going to be left for you to pay yourself. Now, it's going to be hard to get to 50% profit margin. I'm not promising that, but we do want it to be healthier than it is right now so that you can be able to support yourself. And what that means is you might have to start implementing different strategies outside of your services and offering product so that you can have higher profit margin. Or if you are an established beauty business owner, you can also start offering maybe courses, or different classes, or maybe even classes for consumers, right? So say you're a hairstylist, maybe you can have a course on how to maintain your hair after they leave or something like that. Or having a membership, you know, something that would be like a given. You have some membership sales that come in every single month. Maybe half of them take up on the services that they are invested in for their membership. That can help you increase your revenue without decreasing your profit, and that'll help the business grow. So again, when it comes to beauty businesses, your cash on hand, managing that, and as well as your profit, is going to be an art, because you're going to have because most of the time with beauty businesses, especially if you have a storefront, you're going to have some debt because you're getting the business started and you're getting the business started so that you're not using your own money to fund the business. So it's going to be imperative to have enough profit so that you're able to pay yourself and pay the debt off. Having a weekly cash flow forecast will help you tremendously. So one of the things that might come up for you is, how do I actually track my finances? It will be essential for you to have a bookkeeping system. So usually with our clients, if you're coming in and you need to be caught up with your bookkeeping, we will get your bookkeeping caught up so that we can look at your trends, which is the second part of our framework called assessing your trends. When it comes to having bookkeeping cleanup in your business, we go up to 1 year so that you can know exactly what transpired up to a year, and you can assess those trends and make assumptions for the new year when it comes to creating a profit plan. Let me recap on how to actively increase your profit in your business. First, you're going to see exactly what you must pay yourself from your business. Then you want to map out where you are currently in revenue. Ideally, if you have a service business or a coaching business with payment plans, look at your monthly recurring revenue currently. Then look at all of your expenses before you pay yourself. Assess where that profit is before you pay yourself. Ask yourself, is this enough to pay me, pay off debt, and retain cash on hand in the business? If not, increase that number so that you can get your profit margin before you pay yourself at 50%. Highlight that gap. Is the gap 10,000? Is it 15? Figure that out. If it is 10,000 and your service is 2,000 per person for 6 months, then you know you need 5 sales. How would you get 5 sales? Would you have to show up on 5 sales calls, 7 sales calls because of your conversion rates? Then you look back and say, okay, how do you get people on these sales calls? Is it by adding people to your email list, inviting them on a call with you while they're on your email list? That way you can actively increase your sales. Then look at your expenses. What are some of the guidelines? If your team is over 30%, that is too much. How can you effectively either increase your rate or figure out how to pay your team in a way that is affordable? So after the 30% of what you pay your team, you then should have guidelines for the rest of your expenses in your business. So typically I like software to be no more than 5% of your revenue. For investing in your professional development, I like that to be no more than 10 to 15% of your revenue in your business. For marketing, maybe you have a digital product-based business, and instead of having a team be at 30%, your advertising should be no more than 30%. And if your advertising is higher than 30%, there might be an issue with not having repeated customers. How can you decrease your ad spend? By looking for ways to have repeated customers. Once you figure out what your profit margin is and those guidelines, you're able to then increase your profit margins. Based on what I shared today, which one of these tools will you use to create more profit in your business based on your business model? Let me know in the comments what type of business that you have, and I'll talk more about increasing your profit margins there in the comment section of YouTube. So today we talked about how to effectively increase your profit margin as a coach or service provider. If you're ready to expedite increasing your profit and take control of your cash flow, book a call with me. In my profit planning intensive, I'll help you create predictable and healthy cash flow in 30 days. Understanding and growing profits in your business will help you create a legacy for 3 generations. You, as a first-generation entrepreneur like me, you'll be able to also honor your parents in the previous generation, as well as create a legacy for your children in the third and the future for your children's children. Head over to lovelyfinancials.com/intensive to book a call with me. I'm on a mission to help 100 women reach at least $1 million in net revenue to create generational wealth and break generational curses. If this aligns with you, I'd love to have you as part of the community and tune into more episodes on Harmonious Wealth. Hey there, girlfriend. If you're ready to finally have the lifestyle and legacy to show for your business success, I would love for you to click that subscribe button on your favorite podcast app or YouTube. Hey there, if you're getting more comfortable with your numbers or have learned something new from what you're hearing on Harmonious Wealth, I would so appreciate it if you left a rating and a review. They make it possible for me to reach more business owners just like you who want to break free of their generational money stories and build a lifestyle and legacy for their family.